You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're listening to a Radio 1 locals only NZ on air pre-recorded interview. Enjoy it.
All right. Hello, future people on Friday. I am Mario from the past, and I'm joined by Reef Brazendale from Out of Luck in the past, who's just released an album. Hello, Reef.
Hello. What's up, Mario?
Not much. How about you?
Just max chilling.
Yeah, and how does it feel to have Weekends just coming out today? The release day, the release.
It feels really good. It's cool that people seem to like it. It's cool. Yeah, it's a long time coming, so it's cool to finally release albums, because they take so long.
It's a long process, eh?
Definitely.
Yeah. Shall we just delve straight into that then, the recording process? How did that proceed?
Well, I did the whole album with my friend Hamish Waddell, who I played in Bungie's Big School with and stuff. So it was a pretty relaxed recording environment, because we just did it at his and mine, our flats and stuff. So
nice.
And it was real fun, getting to record an album with Hamish. So it was a really relaxed recording process. It was just the waiting. The waiting is the annoying part.
The waiting game of mixes and masters and all that.
That's the stuff I don't enjoy.
It's a slow process. Is there any particular songs that you've really enjoyed and hoping people enjoy more than perhaps the other songs that they might lean to?
There's a song called Congratulations Eric on the album.
Congratulations Eric, yeah.
Yeah, and I really like that one. There's kind of a story to it. Eric's an actual guy. And he's just this guy whose YouTube channel I found. And he's just this 50-year-old dude, and he just talks about his life. He's a real introverted guy. And I just watch his YouTube videos. So I named the song after him. It's not about him, but I named it after him.
No, that's so real. That's like some beautiful dedication to someone, you know? You gotta have at least one beautiful dedication in a release.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, have at least one. Yeah. Sick, sick. Anyways, so you have now moved up to Christchurch. Did you record this before you came to Christchurch?
Yeah. The album was recorded, it pretty much took all of last year to record it when I was living in Dunedin. Yeah, it's been pretty chill in Christchurch. I haven't been playing shows or doing anything. I have a show next weekend in Christchurch, but just for a while, I've just been chilling and kind of hanging out with friends and catching up with people, because I used to, I grew up quite close to Christchurch, so I used to be out there all the time, so just hanging out with old friends and stuff.
Yeah. Have you been to many of the gigs there? Have you seen much of the scene?
I haven't. I grew up on all the Christchurch bands, so I love Christchurch bands, but I haven't really gone to any shows yet. No.
Fair enough. What does your usual weekend look like then, in regards to weekends?
If I'm not playing a show or going to a show, my ideal
weekend.
Marathoning.
Have you played gigs and gone to other gigs in the same night? Have you ever done a double?
Yeah, I think the most I did was I did four shows in 2 days one time. In three different cities, somehow.
That's a long list.
Yeah.
Wow. How did that work?
It was free shows. I played in Dunedin one night with Sense of Time. And then I drove to Temuka and then crashed there. And then the next day I woke up early and drove to Christchurch and played an afternoon all-ages show with Pete in high school. And then I drove back to Timaru and played a evening show with the Fatty Bernatis on drums in Timaru.
that's crazy. That's a really crazy weekend. Was that's intense.
Yeah.
Far out. Well, it's showing. I think that experience that you've had during those three gigs is showing in the material we have been provided with today. It's really cool to hear. I really love the Joyce Manor B-sides. What do you have a favorite Joyce Manor B-side? Any deep cuts that you really, you know, come around to?
I really like the whole of Joyce Manor's fourth album, Cody. I think it's like criminally underrated. And I think my favorite Joyce Manor song is Steers off that album. It's just like Barry's just talking about like how he's like 26 and still lives at home and like scared his mom gonna like trip falling down the stairs because like what's he gonna do without her, you know, he doesn't know how to take care of himself. And I just think it's a really awesome song.
They're one of the bands that like just has all these different hidden gems.
Yeah, I feel like they're a band that could make the same album over and over again and like no one's ever gonna get sick of it, you know?
No, exactly, because it's just their thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, they're just such a good band.
Yeah.
You've mentioned a few people in this album. You've got Joyce Manor and you also have Fall Out Boy. What's the beef? What did Fall Out Boy do?
I got myself into a conversation one time with this girl who liked Fall Out Boy. And I said I liked Fall Out Boy as well.
But you didn't like Fall Out Boy.
I was just like something. And then, I ended up in this conversation where I didn't know anything about Fall Out Boy. So the song's not really about it. I just thought it was funny. I like to have fun.
It's with funny song titles that capture you in.
If the song's like not that strong, you just give it a funny song name so people like still share it and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
totally. Oh, totally. For context, the song title, I forgot to say that. I lied about liking Fall Out Boy. So I think you really did put that together pretty well in terms of the full story.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely talking about the album. What's the plans after this album? Is there stuff that's going on in the future for you?
Next weekend, I'm playing a show with Kisser, or like an awesome new like hardcore band from Christchurch. Ram Raid from Dunedin, and Only You, or like an awesome pop punk band from Christchurch.
Sick.
I think I'm just like trying to play some shows, potentially go up to the North Island and stuff later in the year.
No, awesome, man. I'll be looking forward to hear more of what you have in store for us, and I'm really looking forward to being able to binge listening to this album, because it's also pretty short. It doesn't take long, 26 minutes. If you have even 26 minutes in the day, it's the perfect album. Thank you so much, and really looking forward to hearing what's on future.
Yeah, and thanks for making time for this where you're in Auckland. It's cool.
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, I hope the future bodes well for both of us tomorrow while this is aired. And I hope the playlist that is being played after and before this is really good too. Not to break the fourth wall, but I love doing that. Anyways, thank you, Reef, so much.
Yeah, thanks, Barry.
That's all good.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.